Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Heading on into the happy hour here. Happy you're with us on this Tuesday. Chris Hello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, who is also preparing for a round of the Scraby Chronicles tonight at 6 o'clock. Just get you up. Go ahead, Tony.
He's currently preparing for a carryover.
Yes, he has to finish up the Big Five. Real quick update for those who've just tuned in.
He just flipped me the flying bird.
I went to our Bermuda Triangle. I should say, though...
Wait, I was going to give an update. It's 5 o'clock. You always say, you got to update everybody at 5 o'clock.
He does say that.
I love that. I've
heard him say that to you on multiple occasions. Now he's stopping you from doing it.
No, he's not.
I was trying to say
something
about a YouTube
anyway.
Stream, but okay.
Padres got 3 Silver Slugger Awards today. Jerickson Profar, Jackson Merrill, and Manny Machado. Good for them. College basketball right now, 10.5 minutes to go. Number one, Kansas leads Michigan State, but not by much, 47-45. Go, Scrape.
We are having issues with the YouTube right now. StreamYard has told me that the place where we like stream the video from has told me that they're having troubles connecting to YouTube. So if you're texting me, calling me, tweeting me, I'm aware of the issue, but I can't fix it.
Looks
it's
like
on YouTube
I
set.
Can see it. Does that mean it's working somewhere and not everywhere?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The chat said blame you, so
that's I doubt fine. I doubt the chat said that.
No, they did. They said just let's just put it on Chris. So I don't know. YouTube's having trouble, but it's trying to reconnect.
That's all right, all we'll say. Try to figure that out. Go ahead and finish up the Big Five, sir.
All right, Chris, we were talking about Mike McCarthy, Micah Parsons, and Micah Parsons, whether or not he was disrespectful of Mike McCarthy.
Right.
Do you think it was disrespectful what Micah Parsons said?
Well, knowing the whole story now, yes, but I do agree with everybody, Jerry Jones, whoever. I don't think he set off in that manner.
Yeah.
He just ended up being disrespectful. But having said that, he could have just said what everybody was thinking, which is, yeah, why haven't we fired him yet?
He didn't even say that. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's probably what I would have just, you know, look, if you're asking me about Mike McCarthy, I mean, we got to get rid of this guy now. So he didn't go there, so I give him that much credit. As far as the other part of it, you know, Damian Woody, I think, was right to call him out on what he called him out. And Micah Parsons' reaction to that was misplaced as well. That part was misplaced.
He was. And Damian Woody's other point was a point that we've made often, is that there was a time where you weren't hearing this kind of conversation outside the locker room. But now everybody has a podcast, and your content is king, and you consistently can draw eyes to your own podcast if you are in the controversy. And as Chris said, I don't believe that he initially meant to do it, but as he kept talking longer, he eventually put himself in that spot. And I don't think there's any doubt that once he was in that spot, he was like, well, I'm certainly going to capitalize on it. I'm here now.
I might as well say something really dumb now so people will listen to me explain it on my podcast. Thus the danger of podcasts in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. All right, so let's get to number two. Sources tell CBS Sports that the NFL could hold a regular season game in Australia as early as the 2026 season, and the NFL has pondered playing the Pro Bowl down under at some point in the future. Though the NFL is expanding its international games to 8 for next season, it is believed that Australia, specifically Sydney and Melbourne, I think that's how you say it,
Melbourne,
are being looked at, despite a time difference larger than any other currently being explored by the league. Sydney is currently 19 hours ahead of Pacific time, but 17 hours ahead in September. So in September, a 1 p.m. Australia kickoff would be 8 p.m. here and 11 p.m. on the East Coast. So you're going to have to figure out the timing of this. But Chris, you're up first. When is international expansion too much international expansion?
When they play the first game on Mars.
Oh.
Or the moon.
So they, I guess they go to the moon first.
I guess they go to the moon first. They're going to go everywhere. The NFL thinks that they run the planet. So why should they stop running the planet? I got to believe that these countries are jumping out of their shoes to try and get NFL games.
For sure.
So why wouldn't the NFL just go ahead and capitalize and make as much as they can? And if you're worried about putting a game on at 11 p.m., put it on at 11 p.m. and watch the ratings. Probably be just fine. You know, I mean, the NFL
people are going to wait until 11 p.m. to watch Jags,
they
Giants.
They can do no wrong, the NFL, right?
Facts.
I mean, what was the ratings for the Giants and the Panthers this Sunday morning?
I don't know, but it couldn't have been good.
But if you were awake, it had to beat out, you know, SpongeBob.
Hey, you stay away from SpongeBob.
Well, Squidward. Right. You know what I mean?
I mean, if you were up, you were watching.
Oh, it was definitely football over Meet the Press.
But look, on the East Coast, that game was at 9:30. A lot of people watched it, especially
Giant
fans.
But it wasn't 11 p.m.
They'll watch it, Scrabe. I don't know. NFL. Did we ever get a final on the Monday night game versus the last World Series game and who won the ratings war? I don't think I ever saw it either.
I don't think I did either.
Yeah, I thought that would come out. But, I mean, look, Dolphins-Rams is a terrible game last night for 98% of us. But everybody watched it, knows what happened. I mean, that's just, yeah, I think they got to keep going. And I don't want them to. I see your point, but I think they're going to.
All right, Tony, when is international expansion too much international expansion?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I think, first of all, I think it's a great idea to have the Pro Bowl in Melbourne. I think those guys will want to go.
Would they actually start? Would they play a game again?
Now playing a game, it's a whole different. The safety thing is a problem for these All-Star games.
I mean, Tagovailoa will be in there trying to tackle people with his head.
You're probably
dummy.
Right. I think that it might be a good idea in terms of getting guys to participate. Going to Melbourne.
They didn't even want to go to Hawaii or Orlando.
Well, they've been to Hawaii a lot.
Everybody's been to Hawaii now.
They can go to
Hawaii. That's not a draw anymore.
You've flown to Australia, Tony.
I have.
How long was that flight?
Way too long. 14 hours.
It needed an Ambien in order to get there.
It's at least one Ambien away.
You think these players want to take a week out of their lives to fly all the way to Australia for flag football?
They bring their families.
You have to remember the season is over for those guys who are going at that point,
right?
So they can turn that into a vacation. Matter of fact, if you are one of these folks that like to go out of the country, you already got a head start. You could do it from Melbourne, Australia, and head to wherever you want to go.
All right, you guys are much, much more convinced.
No, we're not talking about regular season. Now, regular season, that's I could do without the regular season.
That's
game.
What they're talking about, though.
But when you mentioned the Pro Bowl,
yes,
having it there, I think that part is a good idea. Like Chris said, they clearly have figured this is making us some serious change to do this.
Oh, of course.
So we're going to keep finding different places to do it. Sorry, right. Scrape.
When's the next game on Antarctica? Because we all know it's coming.
It's coming. You want to have a real
I would hope
polar bowl.
I would
this
hope
is
that,
the way to go.
I would hope that the NHL would take that one first.
No, no. Roger Goodell wants every penguin in attendance. Okay,
but the NHL has penguins.
Antarctica, it's coming, Trey. It's coming.
They're gonna, Antarctica.
They're going to hit every continent before we leave out.
Can't
of
Can't wait till they announce the big St. Petersburg Russia game.
I know. I know. I've read some articles on it. It's pretty interesting. If you ever want to, you know, if you have some interest, to look it up.
We're going to find a field.
But what I was saying to say, they do have high school football on Friday nights in the fall into winter in Alaska. It's just a whole different game played on a different surface.
I love it.
In a different world. But it's kind of interesting.
Football
I've read some stories about it.
That movie, Mystery Alaska, where they flew the Rangers up to play against their team. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
One day, they're going to be doing a game from not even Mars. I'm going to say Uranus.
Uranus.
Chris,
pronounce it right, will you?
Oh, sorry. They're going to be doing a game on Uranus.
Thank you.
All right.
I don't know why that's funny to everybody who ever says that word, but it is.
Because we're children on this show. All right, back to the Cowboys. The Cowboys are supposedly America's team, but the Cowboys are not good this year, and everything is being called into question, including the football stadium and its orientation in regards to sunset. AT&T Stadium is built with end zones pointing to the east and west. Players have said the sunset causes massive problems, but Jerry Jones does not care. He said he's not going to do anything to block the sun, and he's actually kind of angry that people are asking him. He was asked about the sun and said, quote, "Well, let's tear the damn stadium down and build another one. Are you kidding me?"
He was so upset.
Everybody has got the same thing. Every team that comes in here has the same issues. I'm saying the world knows where the sun is. You get to know that almost a year in advance. Someone asked me about the sun. What about the sun? Where's the moon? He's sounding more and more like man yelling at cloud every minute of every day. CeeDee Lamb wants the sun to be blocked because he says it's hard to catch the ball when the sun is shining in his eyes. So, Tony, should the Cowboys put up some drapes and block the sun? I should also note, Vince McMahon, when they did WrestleMania at AT&T Stadium, paid the money to put drapes over so it would block out the sun. Jerry Jones does not care. What say you? Should they block the sun?
Chris, I'm gonna lean on my historian here.
Mm-hmm.
Did they always have a hole in their roof
so God could watch his favorite
this
football team?
In the
Tony,
roof, though.
Can I finish my conversation?
The old stadium definitely had a hole in the roof. Yes,
but I do recall the sun being an issue at times.
Every time
in the old stadium,
and it would move all around the field depending where the sun was because it only went through the hole in the top.
Oh, okay, so
Drew Pearson caught every ball thrown in his direction.
Michael Irvin did pretty good.
Here's what you got.
The sun is directly in your eyes at playing field level.
But, I mean, it was directly
in but the other one, it had to come through the thing. Like, so when you're looking back, just not even looking in the air, when you're looking back to the quarterback, the sun's right in your eyes.
How about running down the sideline and looking up over your shoulder up through the roof into
issue,
the sun?
That's an issue, but every outdoor team that plays in the
Does the other team have to do it the same?
You're taking Jerry Jones's side.
I'm just saying, Scrape, like, I can't be as an outfielder be like, man, y'all need to put a dome over this because I dropped that fly ball.
And then,
and then the other team comes out, they're dealing with the same exact elements.
I think it's way different.
How? Both teams are dealing with the same thing.
Because when you're looking, when the sun was shining in Old Cowboy Stadium, you had to look up for it to get in your eyes.
How long is
the
AT&T
sun is setting behind the stadium?
How long has AT&T been open?
Yes.
I don't.
Like a while.
Like
they
10
went,
or 15 years.
The Cowboys went 12-5 in 21 and 22. I don't remember anyone asking this question.
This has been an issue for a while. CeeDee Lamb was asked about it yesterday, which is putting it more into the conversation.
CeeDee Lamb is. This is not the first time CeeDee Lamb has been asked about this.
Yeah, it hasn't. He said he wants it.
He wants it
1,000%
when
change.
When you're losing a bunch of football games,
this starts to matter.
This starts to become an actual thing.
I agree with that.
All right. I'm saying
I agree with Tony.
If it's a real big problem, then you need to strategically come coin flip time. And you know there's a certain time in the game the sun is in your eyes worst. Make sure you avoid.
I think they do.
Apparently not.
I don't know. I can't even argue anymore. You guys aren't seeing what I'm seeing.
You think Jerry Jones should tear the stadium down then? Is that where you are?
No, he thinks he should put curtains up during
the game. To block the sun. Okay. I mean, it's supposedly the greatest stadium that man
All
has
I'm
ever
saying,
built. But A, the punts hit the scoreboard, and B, they put it at east-west. I even read in the article, most stadiums are north-south to not have this happen.
Well, listen, your owner, Jerry
Jones. Get what stadium wasn't. Qualcomm east-west.
It wasn't?
Pretty sure, yeah.
But wasn't it closed, I mean?
The sun got in there. The sun couldn't
We're
get in there.
We're not talking
either.
About the same sun angle.
The sun just miraculously didn't go over Qualcomm.
That's not what I said.
All I'm saying is that both sides have to deal with it.
Okay, Tony. I wish YouTube was working because I'm trying to give a... you're looking right at me.
Scraby, please stop explaining to me how
I'm the
sun balls work. I know
I'm
how sun balls work.
Now, at 1 p.m.
Tony had to live his life dealing with this. Come
said,
on,
I'm
man. It was
sun.
A job hazard
okay.
for him.
You're the sun. I'm listening.
Okay, I'm the sun. But, so, a line drive at you was much easier to catch than one up in the air because you didn't have to contend with the sun.
No, it depends. How high did this line drive? If it got... Line drives are almost worse because a line drive doesn't actually come out of the sun. It's a line drive. It just kind of stays there. You got to kind of maneuver. You kind of hope it was in the air so you could have a chance to maybe move out of the sun.
I've taken this too far because I can't argue with Tony on Major League Baseball play.
I'm just saying. I get the idea that it's harder because the sun is in your eyes. I don't know. Run a route away from the sun. There's not, he's not the only one open.
All right, CD, we got X, right, Z, banana, Y, spider, sun, ball to the left.
We're going
to
keep you on this side, keep you out of the sun.
The 5 o'clock football hour is presented by Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-dubs is football. Visit Buffalo Wild Wings every Tuesday for buy one, get one, half off traditional wings. Chris, you got anything on this?
Just good thing the Cowboys play Monday night this coming week.
Are they at home?
They won it, yes. They won't have to have any excuses. And I would like
daylight savings time, so it gets darker a little earlier.
It should be
now.
Fine. Yeah. I would like to know also how Jaylen Waddle dropped that pass last night, because he appeared to look like he was blinded by the sun in a Monday night game.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Well, he dropped a perfect pass.
Should they turn off the lights
in the
too
second
if the
quarter?
Ball gets into the lights?
And he gave it the old, you know, shielding his eyes look when he was running back to the huddle. And I'm like, dude, what's your problem? Catch the ball.
Hey, well, they,
but you know what? You're an NFL receiver. Deal with whatever you got to deal with and catch it.
They should turn off the lights, too?
Yeah.
Is that okay? So, I mean, you're just going to have to, I don't know.
All right. I didn't expect for this one to go this way. I really didn't. I thought you guys would be like, yes, block out the sun.
I like the elements. We've talked about this before. You play games in the snow. You fumble. I mean, it's part of the snow. Be careful. Hold on to it. I don't know.
Yes.
I love that about football. I don't want to start changing and making everything totally, you know, perfectly
these cats
comfy
not,
for these
we
guys.
We were not having this conversation, as Chris said, when they were 12-5.
3 years in a row.
Three years in a row.
Yeah.
So
nobody asked CeeDee Lamb about it once.
So I don't
now
mind.
Now all of a sudden they're 3-6. Now it matters.
I don't mind Jerry feeling away about that question.
Attaboy, Jerry.
What about the punts hitting the scoreboard?
That happens like once a year.
Relax.
Scrape, you're something else, dude.
Tear down the stadium, Scrape.
I never
start
said that.
From scratch.
It's very easy. I mean, they are the Dallas Cowboys. They just put up some drapes or something just to. Yeah, some very fine looking
drapes.
So wait,
how does that work? They gonna like because
WrestleMania
the same,
did it.
They got the same. Oh, so that to be the.
So yeah, okay. They just basically put the black fabric.
Vince
down
McMahon leads us into the next century.
Vince McMahon is not
absolute
going to lead us into anything. So don't call Vince McMahon a genius because he's a terrible human.
Then why are you even giving him even?
I said
any
WrestleMania. You brought up
credit.
Vince McMahon.
You brought him up and said when they had WrestleMania, Vince McMahon put up.
He
drapes.
Paid for the drapes.
That was
what you said.
That was a fact and a statement, not an opinion. Chris, can we go to break? Because you got SD fat loss after traffic.
Can't wait. It's coming up next.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple score updates. Kansas starting to pull away from Michigan State, 68-59 in the second half, 3:29 left to go. Scraby, who was the 49er that just got paid?
Oh, D'Amador Lenore. He is a defensive player. He's pretty good.
Should we care?
Five years, 92 good?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that's pretty good for a defensive back.
I guess so. Sounds like you don't think so.
No, I mean, he's not the biggest problem on the defense. So.
49ers already wasted all their money on Brandon Ayuk.
I
told you they did.
I mean, the guy got hurt. He's still, it's not like he did it on purpose.
Look, the fact that he got hurt has helped them. Because Pearsall's doing some things and Jennings does some things, unlike Ayuk. I don't know what the 49ers were thinking on that one. Same as I don't know what the Dolphins were thinking on Beckham, who caught two passes last night to double his yearly total.
They're paying him nothing. They're paying him
like $1 million. They're paying Brandon Ayuk Justin Jefferson money.
Yeah. Brandon Ayuk is good. He may have had a bad year because he was too worried about getting paid, and it led to...
Ja'Marr Chase should be worried about getting paid, and he's... Taking it out on the rest of the league.
I think we knew what type of dude Ja'Marr Chase was when he had to make the decision to play or to sit out last minute. And what'd he do? He came out there and played. And all he's done is put up...
He's just made more money.
I actually feel pretty good watching him play and catch balls because it just means you're going to have to pay him even more than you would have had to pay him.
I don't think he's going to be a Bengal.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's going to price himself... right on out of the Cincinnati, and that might not be a bad thing.
And he's going to tell Mike Brown, the owner of the Bengals, bye-bye.
Joe Burrow is going to be filling that one when he
scored 60 points in a fantasy game the other night.
I think it was 59.7.
The crazy part is they had that type of game, and they still lost.
Well, Scraby had the great stat on that there's only two games in the history of the NFL where a quarterback has done what Joe Burrow did.
Here, I got it. I'll get it.
In both games this year against the Ravens and lost. It's only two times ever. What was it, like four touchdowns, 400 yards?
I got it. I got to go back to Friday.
57% completion, something like that. It never happened before, except for the last Baltimore-Cincinnati game.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. There have been two instances in NFL history where a quarterback had 30-plus completions, 300-plus passing yards, 4-plus TD passes, multiple 40-plus yard TD passes, no more than one interception, and still lost. Those two instances were Joe Burrow versus the Ravens in Week 5 and Joe Burrow versus the Ravens last Thursday.
That's what happens. And the Bengals actually did a pretty good job stopping King Henry, too. So that was pretty much a Lamar Jackson special right there that got them that
victory.
Do you think
Lamar Jackson is the runaway MVP even? Because, look, he's already thrown more touchdowns this year than he did all of last year. And he won the MVP last year. I think he's only thrown two picks this year.
Yeah.
But I have trouble giving it to him over... you know, guys who are winning a few more games. I know Mahomes is, Scraby's going to whine and complain, but the guy finds a way every week, even if he has to block a field goal.
Yeah, but
I, I, I mean, does Lamar have to win it every year?
I mean, he doesn't have to win it, but that argument would have been held suffice for Tom Brady. He didn't win MVP every year, yet he was certainly finding ways for his team to win a bunch of games. And
Josh Allen's 8-2 this year. The Lions are 8-1. Kyler Murray's having a good year. I don't know.
I think the important thing
Lamar's going to probably get it
is we're not even halfway. We're not even.
We are halfway.
We're halfway.
9 weeks or 10 weeks out of 18.
A lot can happen between now and then. And by the way, the Bengals' schedule moving forward is crazy tough. Like, so if he gets through the gauntlet, like they got Pittsburgh again.
You mean the Ravens schedule?
Sorry, what did I say, the Raiders?
Bengals schedule.
The Ravens schedule is pretty tough. So if he ends up getting through the gauntlet of teams that they got to get through with a good record.
Steelers, Chargers, Eagles, Steelers, Texans. He's got five tough games left.
I think.
You pulled a Tony right there.
Dang it.
While you remember, the Diamond Sports Group, otherwise known as Bally.
Oh, man.
They are trying to come up with something new. They're going to offer single game packages at $6.99 for both NBA and NHL. Now, they haven't got anything on Major League Baseball. I think the only team they have now is the Braves, right? I think that's the last.
Are you saying $6.99 to just view one game?
One game. An NBA game.
Did you hear the crickets in this room of like, this is the future?
I'm just saying, I think that's where the future is going.
The old way.
A la carte.
ESPN Plus already shows like 2,000 NHL games. I guess you got to pay the monthly fee, but it's a lot cheaper than $6.99 per game.
I would think so. This is Bally's attempt to try to get in the mix here.
I think you can get the NBA package for one team for a better rate than that.
For sure. For
like
sure.
Like, it's, what is it, 80,
follow,
90 bucks for the season?
You
get one
just
team.
That team. Yeah.
Yeah.
My question is, when I see this, is this what baseball is headed for, right? Because you don't have any more. I mean, once Bally is done, there really aren't any. There are very
who
few.
Who else is going to step
local,
into that void?
Local, you know,
right.
Telecast.
That can afford to give baseball teams that kind of money to show their games on free TV.
Yeah, maybe $6.99 might be a bridge too far. Maybe they lower the price, considering you got 162 of them every day. How does that work?
Even $99. Would add up, honestly. I mean, if you're going to say, okay, I'll do 99 cents a game. Well, you watch every game for a month, you're going to get a bill for 30 bucks. That's going to add up after a while.
Why don't...
Scraby?
Just... I want people to fight back and just not order, but it's not going to happen. They're going to watch their games, and I understand why, but the more that we just give in, the easier it is for them to keep raising the price. Pretty soon we're paying $9.99 for a game. paying $11.99.
It's going to go $6.99, $9.99.
Because Prime Video, I don't know if you guys know this, but they changed their structure, and now I'm watching ads on Prime Video, and I have to pay extra to not watch ads on Prime Video.
They slow played you ads, right?
Now I'm watching ads every second of Prime Video.
Thursday Night Football, got to watch the ads.
I just wish we would all stop paying for all these things so that they would go back.
Not happening.
It's the only way we're going to win, but we're not going
to
do it.
All right, let's get to break. We got a GBU to finish off.
Oh, my thought real quick.
Oh, you remembered?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Ravens won't win the Super Bowl if their defensive backfield isn't better.
Well, that's
why
they're
the worst passing defense in football.
But that's also a reason why what Lamar's doing, usually he's doing that with a stone cold defense back there. Now he's doing it with a leaky defense. We'll see how that holds up over the rest of this year. Let's get to break. GBU on the other side.
Kansas holds off Michigan State 77-69.
What was the spread on that?
6.5. Kansas beat the spread. And of course, it came down to a who cares three-point shot.
As it always does.
By the Michigan State kid, and he missed it, and the clock ran out. Kansas beat the spread. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. Chris, hello. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby Chronicles coming up at the top of the hour. Right now, traffic. Then a recap of Week 10 of the National Football League. All right, here we go. Week 10, wrapping up the National Football League. Before we get to it, 5 o'clock football hour presented by Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-dubs is football. Visit Buffalo Wild Wings every Tuesday for buy one, get one half off. Traditional wings. All right, it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Here's the good. The Baltimore Ravens and the Bengals. What a Thursday night game they turned in. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow combined for 8 TD passes, over 700 yards through the air. Jamar Chase had a 59-plus point fantasy game. Still, the Bengals couldn't win because Lamar Jackson was doing these kinds of things.
Yeah. Had to avoid Ricard as well, the fullback. Meanwhile, the pass is caught. Wallace makes the grab. Wallace down the sideline. Wallace is going to go all the way, assuming he stayed in bounds all the way.
Nobody gets excited like Al Michaels doing a football call.
I was just about to say.
And Wallace.
He went to sleep on you.
Tylan Wallace.
I think he was trying to find the name, honestly.
That's one of the reasons the Ravens are good, because guys like Tylan Wallace come out of nowhere with 84-yard touchdowns. Bengals went for 2 at the end. The Ravens win 35-34.
Let me ask you this, because we talked about it on Friday, Sam and I. Oh, I guess we kind of talked about it with you too, Chris, but the whole non-penalty thing.
Yeah, it's lousy. I mean, they missed the face mask on Burrow. They missed the...
If they can overturn stuff as quick as they do, I don't understand why they're not...
Yeah, the pass interference part of it is more judgmental to me.
But the
face mask was pretty obvious that Burrow got hit in the face mask as he threw that 2-point pass.
Yeah.
So why not get it right when you can get it right?
Yeah, I also love those Ravens uniforms.
I think those are better than their name ones.
With the new helmet.
Yes. The helmet, yeah. They're getting really good on that stuff. Also good, the Buffalo Bills. I don't like to ever put the Bills in the good, but you have to when they're 8-2 in a season where they're supposed to kind of be rebuilding. They got rid of all their receivers, so Josh Allen just makes these other receivers good. And their defense, I think, is better than it's been after a lot of changes. And then Josh Allen is still Josh Allen.
Allen in the shotgun. Here's the snap. And off. No, it's a keeper for Allen. Through the left side. 10-5. And he's into the end zone for the touchdown.
He did one of those roll out to the left, stop, throw 70 yards across the field to the right sideline passes again the other day. I mean, this guy can do things. And the Bills, maybe this is their year when people aren't thinking it's going to be their year. I didn't say it would. I said maybe. Also in the good category, for you, Tony, the Steelers were able to what?
Let's ride.
Russell Wilson to another victory over the division-leading Commanders. Wilson led the Steelers back in the fourth quarter, getting the winning score on this beautiful lob to the corner of the end zone and newly acquired Mike Williams.
Wilson settles back, raises the foot, gets the snap, back to pass, looking, going to float it up left for Williams, and Williams got it right in the end zone! What a throw! What a catch!
I'm not a Steelers fan. I just like seeing dudes like be left for dead and come back and have great years.
Dead is an understatement, really, right?
It really is. The way Sean Payton treated Russell Wilson was not of a dude who had had the success he had had prior.
Fair enough.
And maybe, there was some reports that maybe, Russell was out of his own character for a little bit.
Well, he did have an office.
He had his office. Sean Payton had to come to his office to tell him that he didn't like the way he was playing.
But first, he had to check in with the receptionist to make sure
the whole thing about, trying to make him give back money, and then when he didn't want to give it back, they liked benched him. It was whack the way Denver. That's why I hope they never win again.
Russell Wilson to me, he was 14 of 28. The 14 he missed were all awful.
Yeah.
But the 14 he threw.
Right on the money.
And it just, you're never quite sure.
George Pickens is now a legit receiver.
Hey, George Pickens is a dude.
He's also kind of crazy.
He's definitely crazy. Did you see the catch he had on the slant where he was like running like an impala? Like, he was like skipping and like kneeing guys. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
George is wacky. On to the bad we go. And you have to start the bad this week with the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow. Sunball.
Things are so bad for America's team that even Trey Lance saw some action in this game. Didn't help. Dallas passed for only 49 yards.
In the game?
They can't see the ball.
In an NFL game.
It's true, Tony.
They can't see the ball.
The sun is in their eyes.
I wonder what the other team threw for.
It's funny because Philadelphia's receivers could see just fine. Jalen Hurts threw two and ran two, including this one.
Hurts stamps his foot. Hurts keeps it. Runs. Cuts back. Inside. Touchdown number 10.
That's 10 rushing touchdowns for Jalen Hurts.
That
helps some people's fantasy team like mine. I appreciate every single one of those tush pushes this year. Philadelphia 34, Dallas 6. I mean, it's ugly. Also bad, New York football Jets. Oh. Arizona just annihilated them. And even Aaron Rodgers was at a loss for words, said, I'll address this all, but now's not the time. I'm not sure what...
He's basically mean, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I don't know what else is left for him to say. Here's the thing that stood out to me. Rodgers had one completion of over 10 yards. Ooh. I mean, what happened to the, you know, the four-time MVP? He's nowhere near that now.
I was about to say, he is pushing 42?
Yes, yeah. He is. Kyler Murray, meanwhile, looking young and frisky.
They go with two receivers, one right, one left. Play clock at one, snap to Murray. And he's going to keep it, running right to the outside 10. Stays in bounds at the 5 and into the end zone for his second touchdown. Then he takes the football and hoists it into the casita.
Into the casino?
The casita, maybe?
Oh, the casita. You know, when Kyler Murray decides to take off, I think it's just touchdown. I don't even know why they don't just call that play almost every time on the Cardinals.
They were talking about it this morning on Get Up.
He is something.
Apparently, he ran a 4.2 in high school and hasn't run the 40 since, so nobody really actually knows what
he runs.
It's
unreal when he takes off.
But it doesn't seem like anybody's catching
up. Remember I said that
game
against the Dolphins? They kept sending free rushers at him. I'm like, why? You never get him.
No.
It's just a waste of time.
He seems like the type of... Remember Bill Belichick with those type of quarterbacks used to just, he wouldn't even rush you. He would just want
to
keep you,
in the
pocket.
Yeah.
Why hasn't anybody figured that part out yet against him?
Meanwhile, if it's Caleb Williams, you do want to rush him because the Bears are bad as well. New England sacked Williams 9 times.
Mm, he's going to be sore.
Caleb Williams has now lost back-to-back weeks to the number 2 pick and the number 3 pick. This week it was 19-3 Patriots. Over Chicago.
You hear the rumors of Bruin?
OC just got fired
Shane
today.
Waldron, I believe, is his name.
Yes, he got fired. I don't know how long the coach can last there.
Did you hear the rumors, though?
Well,
the players went into Ryan Poles, the GM of the Bears, went into his office, and apparently some of them asked for the OC to be fired, and some of them asked for the backup quarterback to be starting because they think he has a... provides a better chance to win.
I don't agree with that. I think Caleb Williams will be fine, but he's got to get a coach. I'm sorry.
We see this.
You're giving up 9 sacks to the Patriots. You're not doing your job well.
We see this too often in the NFL, especially. Like, if you're not drafted by a team that has the, not even pieces, just the foundation for a quarterback to succeed, a la Panthers, it can get ugly quick.
Yeah. And speaking of ugly, Detroit's win over Houston was ugly this week. Even though it was a great finish by the Lions, they overcame a 23-7 deficit. How often does a team win when their quarterback throws 5 picks?
He looked like Jeff this weekend.
Yeah. The only time it had ever happened was Romo did it a few years ago. But I don't know if you guys saw Ryan Fitzpatrick's tweet about this game. Ryan Fitzpatrick, the old quarterback, tweeted during the game, "We're getting to the danger zone where pretty soon they're going to put my name up on the screen as a Jared Goff tries to approach my record."
That is hilarious.
That was a great tweet. Patrick, Detroit won it 26-23. How good are the Lions? How good are you if you're winning with 5 picks on the road against a first-place team?
I would caution Lions.
Nah,
I know you want to caution.
You want to caution them.
You want to, but you know,
it's exciting when your team's good for the first time in 50 years. I mean,
well, they were good last year.
Listen
also.
To you, Mr. 500.
And they had you beat last year. This year, I think they will beat you. Minnesota was ugly. Sam Darnold threw three picks, all of them in the Jacksonville end zone, snuffing out most of Minnesota's scoring. But the Vikings persevered to beat the Jags 12-7. Mac Jones started that game for Jacksonville. A reminder of just what a wasted draft pick he was. finally, in the ugly category, the Kansas City Chiefs. They are 9-0, so hail to them. But the Broncos' inability to win this one was indeed ugly. Denver did a great job in this particular game. I mean, they held Mahomes to one TD, and they had it won with a 35-yard field goal. Guaranteed in this day and age, except it wasn't.
Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated!
I got to tell you, I learned a new word this morning. Not
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
That was for the Chiefs.
Where did you come up with that?
I mean, it's been sitting right here.
I learned a new word today. Fish. Apparently, that is what special teams players call the weak link on the line.
Oh, and they attack and the fish?
And this is something that apparently they had game planned for, or they had noticed during the game. And how it was explained on Get Up this morning is you get on that line, and maybe the first couple times you kind of push on them, and you start to notice, oh, this guy is moving quite easily.
Right.
And so in a critical moment, you almost save it until that moment. They knew that weak link was there. They just blew.
The guy was right in the backfield to block the kick. He didn't even have to jump.
Jeff Saturday was saying that he's been there before, and all you could do at that point is just try to wrap up some legs as you're falling, looking at the sky. It was that was a tough one. I mean, it wasn't tough because it was Denver.
I hate Denver too,
great, but that was... That was a brutal way to lose a game.
Scraby, how did you enjoy the celebration of Mahomes?
I knew you were going to bring this up.
Because I thought of you as I watched him running around the field like he'd never won a game before. Part of it is, to me, is great enthusiasm. Part of me knows you were ticked off.
I went through many emotions.
Scraby, I just got a text from my barbershop boys.
Uh-huh.
He said, of course Scraby wants to throw caution at the wind with the Lions. Mr. 500, LOL.
Yeah. Is that guy a 49ers fan?
No, this is his brother. Who's not a 49ers. He's a Raiders fan.
I was going to say, all right.
Yeah. If you're not worried about the Lions, you're not paying
He's
attention.
He's terrified of the Lions.
He's got to be.
Because right now, you're going to be going to Detroit, buddy, to play that game. It ain't going to be in San Francisco.
If you
this
get
year.
To that yeah. game.
You know what's going to happen? It's going to be them scared of last year's result where they lost a big lead and the 49ers
You're
ended up
barely
winning.
Beating Tampa Bay right now. I think you better just worry about your club.
Facts.
They need a new kicker.
Did you see Baker stiff-arm Bosa in the face to get off that big-time
that
throw?
Really good. I got to say, I also have to say the refs tried to give the game away to the Buccaneers. It was ridiculous. There were several 15-yard penalties that weren't actually penalties, and Chris agreed with me before the show.
They might have been penalties, but it's pretty rare on the final drive of the game when you say three in a row called. The Buccaneers went from midfield to the 5-yard line
in no time.
Lack of discipline.
But then they didn't get into the end zone.
That would have never been the 49ers.
Can I also hot take this before? Kyle Shanahan should be fired for drafting Trey Lance at number 3.
Back on Trey Lance.
Did you see him play? Like, the dude was picked number 3 overall in the draft, and they gave up everything
I'm
for him.
I'm pretty sure my guy's confidence is shot at this point.
I know it is.
Like, he probably forgot he played football the way people have been dogging his suit.
But to think that guy was a number 3 overall pick at some point, Kyle Shanahan needs to rethink life a little bit.
Stick around. We're 6 minutes away from the Scraby Chronicles. I do want to finish with one last thought on your Niners.
Oh, gosh.
Because it's been an issue all year, and even you'd have to admit.
What?
They can't score a touchdown in the red zone.
I mean,
all they do is kick field goals. They've been doing it all year, and they're going to have to solve that.
Were you sitting in my house when I was like, oh, of course we're kicking another field goal?
That sounds exactly like
I even said, I'm flying to Tampa.
More of this kind of stuff is coming up next. Gwen and Chris back tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.